Okay, so you've been, looking around your house, maybe eyeing up that old consumer unit, the fuse box, as we used to call it, or maybe some sockets look a bit, well, questionable. And that little idea starts bubbling up. Hang on, could I actually rewire this place myself? There's a real attraction to that, isn't there? Thinking about the money you might save, or just the satisfaction of tackling such a massive DIY project.
Oh, absolutely. It's like the Everest of home improvement for a lot of people. And the
Right.
idea of doing it yourself, yeah, it sounds great on the surface, but when you start digging into it, especially here in the UK, well, it gets complicated fast. So our mission today really is to unpack that specific question. Can you legally rewire your own house?
That really is the heart of it, isn't it? Let's park the tools in the dust sheets for a moment. Is it even allowed? We're going to dive into the articles and info you've gathered, focusing right in on the UK rules, the regulations, the practicalities. So, what does the information actually tell us about this big DIY ambition?
We'll be looking at the legal framework, the technical hurdles, and that they are significant, and also the very real consequences if things go wrong. Think of this as our deep dive into the official rule book and maybe a bit of a reality check for anyone thinking about this job.
Perfect. Let's get started. So, rewiring a house, what does that actually mean? It's definitely more than just changing a light switch, right?
Oh, way more. Rewiring is it's fundamental. It's a complete replacement. We're talking about taking out the entire existing electrical system, all the old cables, the circuits, and putting in a totally new one. That includes updating the consumer unit, too.
Wow. Okay. So, ripping out all the hidden wires and starting again.
Exactly that. You're running completely new cables right through the property. You're upgrading all the sockets, the switches, the light fittings, and critically, making sure that the whole new setup meets all the current safety standards. And then, of course, it all needs rigorous testing and, crucially, certification.
That just sounds like a monumental task. Lifting floorboards, cutting into walls.
It really is. It takes obviously a good grasp of how electricity works, but also you need to understand building structures. You don't want to be accidentally drilling through pipes or damaging beams when you're running those cables, and the safety procedures have to be spot on, non-negotiable. The information we've looked at is very clear. This is worlds apart from, say, changing a light bulb or wiring a plug. You're right in the core electrical system and you're physically navigating the building structure.
Okay, so definitionally, it's huge, complex. Got it. Let's get back to that core question then. Can I legally do this myself in the UK? What do the actual regulations state?
Right, the legality. Okay, so based on the material, the sort of technical answer is yes. A homeowner can, legally speaking, carry out electrical rewiring in their own home in the UK. But, and this is a really, really big but.
Ah, there it is. I knew there'd be a catch with something this serious.
A massive one. The key bit of law here is Part P of the building regulations. It came in back in 2005, and its whole purpose was to boost electrical safety in homes, cut down on accidents from dodgy electrical work.
Okay, so Part P is all about making sure domestic electrics are safe.
Precisely. And here's the crucial bit. Major work, like a full house rewire, is specifically classed under Part P as notifiable work. Notifiable basically means it's significant enough that your local council's building control department must be informed. They need to sign off on its safety.
Right, notifiable. So if rewiring is notifiable, how does Part P say, I handle it if I'm determined to DIY?
Well, Part P gives you basically two options for this type of work. Option one, the most common way, is you hire a competent person. That's usually an electrician registered with a government-approved scheme like NYSEEC or Alexa. They do the work, they can self-certify it meets the standards, and they handle the notification to building control for you. Simple.
Okay, that sounds straightforward. What's option two? The DIY route.
Option two. The DIY path for notifiable work comes with some strict rules. You must contact your local authority building control before you even pick up a tool, before starting. Then, the work itself has to be inspected and tested by building control. This might happen at different stages, not just when it's all finished. And at the end, you absolutely must get a certificate of compliance from them. Once they're happy, it meets all the required standards.
Okay, so tell the council first, let them inspect during and after, and then get their certificate. That sounds like quite a process. What if someone just, skips those steps? What are the consequences?
Well, the information we have lays out the consequences pretty starkly if you fail to comply with Part P for notifiable work.
Okay, let's hear the potential pain points.
Well, they can be serious. First off, local authorities can fine you. up to 5,000 pounds for non-compliant electrical work.
Wow, 5,000 pounds. That's not insignificant.
Not at all, and that's just a fine. Think about insurance. If your non-compliant DIY wiring causes damage, say, a fire starts because of it, your home insurance policy could very likely be declared invalid.
Hold on. If my DIY job causes a fire, the insurance might just walk away.
Yeah.
That sounds like potential financial ruin.
It absolutely could be catastrophic, financially speaking. And there's another big headache down the road, trying to sell your house. When you sell, the buyer solicitor will definitely ask for certificates for any major electrical work done. If you can't produce that vital Part P compliance certificate for a rewire, it can cause massive delays, maybe even kill the sale completely.
Right. So fines, potentially zero insurance payout, and huge problems selling the house if you don't follow the Part P rules or the work isn't up to scratch. That covers the legal and financial shtick.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you do follow the DIY rules, notify building control, get the inspections, is it smooth sailing then?
Not necessarily, no. The source material points out that just relying on building control inspections can be expensive in itself and often quite time-consuming. And let's be realistic, if you're not a trained electrician, the chances of building control finding faults or issues with your work are, well, pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do find problems, you'll almost certainly have to pay a qualified electrician to come in and fix them anyway, so you end up with extra costs and delays you perhaps didn't bank on.
Okay, so legally possible, yes, but wrapped in red tape, serious penalties if you ignore it, and even the official DIY route sounds like a potential minefield. What about the actual technical skill required beyond just the paperwork?
That's another critical angle the information stresses. It's not just about ticking the Part P boxes. The work itself has to be done to a really high technical standard. You've got to meet Part P, sure, but the actual installation, the nuts and bolts of it, must also comply with the very detailed technical rules in the IET wiring regulations. You might know it as BS-7671.
BS-7671. I have heard that number. Is that like the definitive rule book for electricians?
You could absolutely call it that, yes. It's the UK standard for electrical installations. It covers absolutely everything, cable types, how thick they need to be, earthing, circuit protection, how to test things properly.
Right.
The lot.
And is hitting that BS-7671 standard something your average homeowner, even a keen DIYer, can realistically manage?
Well, the sources suggest probably not, because frankly, most homeowners just don't have the in-depth knowledge, the specialist tools, or that deep understanding of these really quite complex regulations. So the conclusion drawn is that it's generally impractical. It's considered highly unlikely a typical DIYer could actually meet all the required safety and technical standards, including BS-7671.
So even if I'm diligent, I notify the council, I read up on Part P, I'm probably still going to fail the technical side because I just don't have the pro-level skills or kit.
That really seems to be the reality the information points towards. The standards aren't superficial. They demand significant expertise and experience to get right.
Okay, let's shift from regulations and standards to the raw physical danger. What are the actual tangible risks of trying this without proper training?
Yeah, and these are arguably the most important reasons to really stop and think. Trying complex electrical work without being a professional carries some major hazards. The big one, the most obvious, is electric shock. Messing with wiring, especially if you haven't properly isolated circuits or you don't know how to prove they're dead with the right testing gear, well, it can lead to severe shocks or worse.
That's the nightmare scenario, I think, for most people.
It is. But fire risk is also huge. Faulty wiring, connections that aren't tight enough, getting the circuit loads wrong. These are classic mistakes for the inexperienced, and they can easily lead to overheating, short circuits, and potentially devastating electrical fires. It puts your home, your family, everyone at serious risk.
And you mentioned hitting pipes or beams earlier.
Yes, structural damage risk.
Yeah.
You're often drilling holes, running cables through hidden spaces, walls, floors, ceilings. If you don't know what's behind the plasterboard or under the floorboards, you could easily hit water pipes, gas lines, maybe even weaken structural timbers or ruin insulation. Creates a whole new set of problems.
Plus, you're still running the risk of those non-compliance issues we talked about.
Exactly, which loops back to potential fines and insurance nightmares. And then there are the sneakier risks, the ones that aren't immediately obvious. Poorly done work might not cause a disaster right away, but it can lead to persistent long-term problems. Annoying things, maybe, like lights that flicker constantly or circuits that keep tripping. But it could also damage expensive appliances over time or create hidden dangers that only become apparent months or years later.
It really does sound like the sheer scale and complexity of a full rewire just amplifies every tiny potential mistake into something potentially catastrophic.
That's a very good way to put it. The margin for error is incredibly small, and the consequences of getting it wrong can be enormous.
Right. So given all this, the regulations, the complexity, the very real dangers, it seems the information strongly points towards hiring a qualified electrician. What are the upsides there?
Yes. Bringing in a professional is consistently presented as the sensible, safe, and ultimately the correct way to handle a rewire. Qualified electricians, they have the proper certifications, things like an NVQ Level 3. And crucially, many are registered with those schemes we mentioned, like NYSE or Alexa. Being registered means they've been independently assessed, they're confirmed as competent, and they work to the required industry standards.
And they sort out all that Part P notification and certification stuff for you.
That's a major advantage, yes. A registered electrician can do the notifiable work and issue the necessary compliance certificate themselves. This takes the whole burden off the homeowner. You don't have to deal with notifying building control or arranging those inspections. It just simplifies the whole legal side enormously.
So peace of mind on the legal front. What about the actual quality and safety of the work?
Well, professionals follow strict safety protocols as standard practice. Properly isolating power, using the right test equipment, it's second nature. Plus, they offer a complete service. They can properly assess what your home actually needs, maybe suggest modern options like more energy efficient wiring or integrating smart home tech if that's something you want. And they ensure the work is done properly, safely, and, you know, neatly too.
And insurance. They'd be insured, presumably.
Absolutely. Reputable electricians will carry public liability insurance that protects you if, in the very unlikely event, something were to go wrong because of their work. Many also offer guarantees or warranties on their workmanship. That's a safety net you simply don't have if you do it yourself.
Now, the information brought up some specific challenges, using North London properties as an example. How do different house types complicate things?
Yeah, the North London example is useful because it shows how the age and type of property really matter. Older houses, especially anything built before the 1960s, very often have wiring that's now considered outdated and potentially unsafe. You might find old rubber or fabric insulated cables that have become brittle and dangerous. These really need a full replacement, no question.
What if it's a really old building, maybe even listed?
Listed buildings bring another layer of rules. Rewiring might need special permissions from conservation officers to make sure the building's historic fabric isn't damaged. That often needs specialist knowledge to handle correctly.
And just modern life with all our gadgets and gizmos.
Exactly. Our demands on electrical systems are much higher now. Think about smart home setups, charging electric vehicles, running power-hungry kitchen appliances. These all need specific circuit designs, maybe upgrades to the main supply, all falling under Part P and needing professional expertise. A good electrician understands these differences and plans the rewire to suit your specific house and how you live in it.
Okay, so if you decide, wisely it seems, to hire a professional, what's the typical process they'll follow for a rewire based on the source?
The source describes a fairly standard procedure. It usually kicks off with a proper survey and planning stage. The electrician comes, assesses your existing system, discusses your needs, and plans out the new installation. Then comes the absolutely vital step, power isolation, making absolutely sure the electricity is safely shut off and verified as dead before work starts.
And then the actual installation.
Yes. Then it's the physical work, removing the old wiring, installing all the new cables, fitting the new sockets, switches, lights, and installing the modern consumer unit. Once all the installation work is done, they carry out comprehensive testing. This is crucial to make sure everything complies with those BS 7671 standards.
And the final piece is the paperwork.
The final step is the certification. They issue the official certificate of compliance, which confirms the work meets Part P, is safe, and is fully legal. That's the document you need for your records, for insurance, and for any future sale.
The source material does give a specific company name as an illustration of who provides these services, mentioning North London again.
That's right. It references a company called RCD Electrical as an example of electricians offering these professional rewiring services. The information provided notes they are NICE EIC registered, so they fit into that category of competent approved professionals we discussed.
And it lists some characteristics about their service.
Yes. The source highlights attributes like their expertise, their reliability, and a stated commitment to safety standards. It also mentions they have specific knowledge of properties in the North London area, offer transparent pricing, prompt service, ensure full compliance with both Part P and BS 7671, and have a focus on customer service. Just to be clear, we're simply relaying the attributes mentioned about this specific company in the source material we reviewed.
Understood. Okay, let's try and pull all these threads together then. Looking at the regulations, the difficulty, the dangers, the professional option, what's the ultimate takeaway from our deep dive today?
I think the main takeaway is really quite stark. While it might be technically legal for a homeowner to try and rewire their own house in the UK, the combination of strict Part P rules, the need for building control notification and inspection, the complexity of meeting technical standards like BS 7671, and perhaps most importantly, the very serious safety risks, shock, fire, damage. It all adds up to make DIY rewiring profoundly impractical and extremely risky for the vast majority of homeowners.
It really sounds less like a potential money saver and more like opening yourself up to potential financial disaster, or worse, actual physical harm.
That's certainly the strong implication from the information available. Hiring a qualified registered electrician isn't really presented as just an option, but more as the necessary step to ensure the job is done safely, legally, to the required technical standard, and ultimately protects your home and everyone in it.
Yeah, this definitely goes beyond just, you know, ticking boxes for bureaucracy. It feels fundamental. It's about the basic safety of your home, your family, and also protecting what's probably your biggest financial asset and avoiding some potentially devastating problems later on.
Safety is absolutely the number one concern that comes through. Which brings us to a final thought, perhaps, for you, the listener, to ponder. Considering all these complexities, the stringent regulations, the significant dangers we've talked about, is that perceived cost saving from a DIY rewire really worth the huge potential price? The price you might pay in safety incidents, in legal trouble, invalid insurance, or future problems selling your home, how does that stack up against the peace of mind and the guaranteed quality you get from professional work? It's a calculation that involves much more than just comparing quotes.